From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Andy Humphrey. A new city recycling app may be reaching smartphones throughout Columbia. Last night, the city council approved a software service agreement which will provide real-time recycling information for city customers. The initiative came after community members expressed a desire to learn more about how to recycle. Deputy City Manager John Glasscock says this would add to the city's recycling education efforts.
It also enhances our educational component. We educate on recycling all the time, go out to schools and those kind of things. This is just another tool in the toolbox that we're trying to get to see if it works.
Features of the app include collection day reminders, notification of truck route changes on holidays, and maps to locate city recycling points. Customers will also be able to type in product names to determine if the items can be recycled. The two-year agreement will cost the city a little under $26,000. The City of Columbia took in nearly $1 million in parking revenues from January to August of this year, according to a parking system and enforcement report. That's more revenue than in all of 2014. The city also has an outstanding balance of a little under $439,000 in unpaid tickets. City Council members discussed the report at last night's meeting, focusing on the lack of proper enforcement for unpaid tickets. Fourth Ward Councilmember Ian Thomas voiced his concern.
If you don't do a good job of enforcement, the whole kind of system starts to fail, and people expect not to have to pay their parking tickets. And the first thing is to really tighten up enforcement.
Mayor Bob McDavid says although parking revenue seems high, it is only enough to break even on municipal court and enforcement division costs. He says if the city tightened enforcement, the unpaid ticket money could be used to support police officers. City Manager Mike Mathis says he plans to analyze parking enforcement and present recommendations to the council in the near future. MU police have identified the man who used racial slurs on MU's campus last weekend. MU Provost Garnet Stokes released a statement saying MUPD identified the man last night and that he is subject to the university's student disciplinary policy. The incident occurred after midnight Sunday, in which student members of the Legion of Black Collegians were rehearsing for homecoming when a white man interrupted them and used racial slurs. Chancellor R. Bowen Lofton said in a statement, the university needs to do more to address racism, including creating a new vice chancellor of inclusion position at MU. He also said past students found guilty of race discrimination have been suspended and expelled. A judge is weighing a business-backed lawsuit bid to stop the city of St. Louis from gradually raising its minimum wage. St. Louis Circuit Judge Stephen Omer heard 2 hours of arguments today over the lawsuit's request for a permanent injunction that would stop the scheduled increase of hourly minimum wage. An increase of 60 cents to $8.25 is scheduled to begin October 15th. Omer did not offer a time frame on a ruling, but said he would decide quickly. I'm Andy Humphrey, KBIA News, Columbia.